Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 27 to 43. The dedication of the wall. Now, the title would tell you, you may say, well, I wonder what purpose there is in this discourse, this passage for us. And of course, in the teaching of it, in the sense of the dedication of the wall, the priests, the Levites, all gathered together in the choirs and so on, all that is Old Covenant, but we're talking about Judaism, we're talking about Zion, the city of God, and it's the dedication of the wall, and it's the dedication of the city and the temple and all that for the glory of God and the worship of God in the Old Covenant. But as always, we have to look at these Old Covenant practices and experiences and apply them to ourselves as believers. I'm addressing believers now, in the New Testament. This is not the church, this is Israel, Judah. These are priests and Levites, but there are certain principles here that come over for believers in the new covenant, in the ecclesia, the church of Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what we have here. The Levites are all brought in, the singers are all brought in, 27 to 29. They're gathered again in Jerusalem. And they're purified ceremonially, verse 30, to lead the people, to consecrate the people, the gates, the wall in the city, verse 30. And these two choirs ascend the walls, and they separate, and one goes one way and the other goes the other. So they surround the city with these choirs. It reminds me of Jericho when the Israelites, the Hebrews, encompassed Jericho these several times until the walls fell flat. Now, they're dedicating the walls by singing to God. They're singing, they're sacrificing, they're rejoicing, 40 to 43. And God gave them great joy. And the noise of the worship, the noise of the song, the sound of the rejoicing was so great that many, many could hear it. And there were, there was much joy there. Their tears and their fears had given way to joy and rejoicing in the Lord. Great, great is the word is used in verse 43. It was all great joy, great rejoicing. It was a holy dedication to God. It was worship and service. Now, it's all Old Covenant. It's all to do with place. It's all to do with the holy city, the temple, the Zion and Jerusalem and so on. It's all to do with that. And all that is gone in the New Covenant in a physical sense. We have no holy places. We have no buildings. We have no performance. We have no none of this choir business. It's all there in the Old Covenant. But what do we learn from these people? What's their attitude? What's their mind? Well, look at the dedication of this people. Look at the consecration of this people. They're devoted to God. They're consecrating themselves. They're ceremonially clean. They devoted themselves and their worship and their song and their praise to God. They're rejoicing. They are a holy people in the external sense. Can we not see the biblical principle here? Dedication, consecration, devotion, rejoicing, sanctification. Not buildings, not performances, not places, not holy cities, none of that. But a holy consecration to God and heartfelt worship, not in special places, but 24/7. Given up to God. Let William Cowper put the new covenant position. Jesus, where'er thy people meet, there they behold thy mercy seat. Where'er they seek thee, thou art found, in every place is hallowed ground. For thou within no walls confined, inhabitest the humble mind. Such ever bring thee where they come, and going take thee to their home. Dear shepherd of thy chosen few, thy former mercies here renew. Here to our waiting hearts proclaim the sweetness of thy saving name. Here may we prove the power of prayer to strengthen faith and sweeten care. to teach our faint desires to rise and bring all heaven before our eyes. Behold, at thy commanding word we stretch the curtain and the cord. Come, thou, and fill this wider space, and bless us with a large increase of converts. That's what we want, converts to Christ, to add their voices, to add their fellowship, to add their concern for the things of God, to edify us, to participate with us in the worship of God. That's surely what we want. Lord, we are few, but thou art near, nor short thine arm, nor deaf thine ear. O, rend the heavens, come quickly down, and make our waiting hearts thine own. Not place, not choirs, not performance, not holy buildings, none of that, no. But hearts given up to Christ, lives dedicated to him. Whatever we do in word or deed, may we do all to the glory of God, and may our rejoicing be great. And may many hear and see and be able to say, look how glorious their experience must be, what they have known and felt. And people ask us a reason for the hope that we have because of the rejoicing that we show. May we show this kind of dedication to the Lord for Christ's sake. Amen.